Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio today is somebody very special. She is the head teacher at a Springs institution since 1905, in its current location since 1972, the Springs Adventist Academy, a faith-based private school here in the Springs that obviously has a very long record of success. And Michelle, we are welcoming you to Colorado Springs from the Pueblo area.
Thank you.
And you've been here for a short while, and before long, you will have been here for a long while, I'm quite sure. So, as I say, welcome to the Springs. Tell us about you a little bit, your background. What led you into the field of teaching and education?
Since I was a little girl, it was a dream that I had, but then life has an interesting way of taking interesting twists and turns. So I went to college. I was an English and history major. And then I was also a competitive gymnast, high-level competitive gymnast, seven-time national champion. And so gymnastics became my focus, and I actually ended up owning my own training center for 12 years. Very successful business in Ohio. That's where I grew up. Had about 800 students, lots of staff. But then there was the economic downturn. So I sold the business and said, I wonder what I'm going to do. And so I went back into teaching and taught in Montrose, Colorado, taught in Florida, and then most recently in Pueblo, Colorado.
So you have developed a love for teaching, a love for imparting knowledge.
Absolutely.
And an even greater love for what happens when the student receiving that knowledge begins to thrive and to flourish. And one of the things you love to inspire your students to do is become lifelong learners. Describe that a little bit and what that means.
Absolutely. Because I was a gymnast, I feel like I can take that experience as a coach, and I've used that in education. So I'm coaching my students. And one of the ways that I think they can be most successful is teaching them how to think, not what to think. And so by doing that, I'm encouraging them to be self-motivated, to voluntarily want to dive into whatever it is that they're learning, and for personal reasons, and then eventually that they'll want to do that for professional, educational reasons. It helps them gain self-independence in their learning, and it gives them a lot more accountability, but also buy-in to their education. So it makes it more personal.
So these are the students that you really love to be working with at Springs Adventist. So let's talk about the school itself. Again, in Colorado Springs since 1905, and its current location, which is on Palmer Park Boulevard. It's 5410 East Palmer Park Boulevard, which is not too far from Powers. So you're heading west from Powers on Palmer Park. You crest the hill, and there's the school on the right-hand side. The school has an interesting philosophy, and you use the word cherish to describe how you want your students to feel about what you're going to teach them when they get there. The Springs Adventist Academy itself is something you described as Christ-centered. And there is, as part of its core set of values, honor, exploration, responsibility, integrity, service, and heroism. Talk about that a little bit.
So core values are the foundation for education and just lifelong. It's a foundation for life. And core values allows a school community to focus on what's important. And it provides a mirror for decision-making and a guide and reason for our actions and our behaviors. So, unfortunately, I feel that many students come from backgrounds or homes where some of those core values are not being taught or glossed over. And so as a school, we find it a huge responsibility for our students, not only as young people, but as people that will be going out into their communities and professions, to have these core values that, again, they're a foundation that everything else is built upon.
As part of the Christ-centered core of this educational philosophy, there's a word that I hear called apologetics. And it is a word that describes grounding somebody like the children in your school in their faith.
Yes.
And helping them to measure everything that they do
Absolutely.
And think and believe and say against that foundation.
Yes.
And that is the there's a bit of an art to apologetics. Is that kind of the approach that you take at Springs Adventist?
So the core values are taught all day long in every subject. It's not that we maybe address them for 5 minutes at the beginning of the day. It's something that is woven into every single subject. And so when we're learning about math or science, we're going to be talking about how those core values, especially being Christ-centered, enters into every single part of their day. And the background for Christianity is love. And how do we treat each other? How does God love us? And that changes us internally. And our focus is completely different than if we were self-centered or wanting to achieve things only because of self-interest. So again, our learning, the way that we interact with each other, our community, is going to be based in Christ-centered love.
Heroism as part of your core values. I confess this one is a first for me. So I'm very intrigued. How do you weave heroism into this foundational set of core values?
So being a hero, we live in a world right now where Iron Man and Spider-Man, those things, the kids really, really love those things. And but to be a hero day in, day out in the real world might look a little different. And so we want to teach them that when another student might be getting bullied or might just be having a bad day, what that looks like, how we can react to that situation. Again, if you have that foundation of Christ-centered love and you look at everything through that lens, it's going to help those students address those situations with love. So in respect and honor, integrity. So another student's being bullied. Well, I can see that that student is not being respected, so I'm going to stand up for them. But I'm not going to stand up for them by punching the other kid. I'm going to stand up for them by treating that other person with respect. And then if I need to, you know, go to an adult. So we actually are going to be role-playing those situations. We're going to be talking about them day in, day out, like I said, throughout every single subject.
And project-based learning. I know that there are lots of different paths you can take. Mm-hmm. Talk about project-based learning and what that looks like. What does it mean?
So project-based learning, I have to admit, is I just love it, and I feel like that is one of the best ways that we can educate our students. It's a dynamic classroom approach, and it helps students actively explore real-world problems and challenges.
Wonderful. And all I can say is, wow, how impressive. It's no wonder the school's been in existence since 1905 and been successful since then. 1972 at the current location, 5410 East Palmer Park Boulevard, K-8. For those of you parents who are interested, K-8, we encourage you to reach out. SAAK8.org is the website. SAAK8.org. Reach out to Michelle, and she will give you a tour. And you can see the school. You can meet some of the key staff members. And you can make a decision about beginning the enrollment process. And Michelle will, of course, teach you about that process as well. Michelle Velbus, head teacher at Springs Adventist Academy, thank you so much for spending a little time with us here
today.
Thank you. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. It airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM. More ways to listen now at 92.5 FM and catch us by podcast at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.